You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The T-Biz podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea is a fascinating and intricate topic, far more complex than one person can master. That is why the Tea Biz portal enlists 40 voices skilled in 12 languages to tell the story of tea. Our expertise resides in professionals who know the tea lands from birth and speak the native tongue. We believe that transparency is grounded in authentic storytelling that begins at origin. Hello, everyone. The tea community this week celebrated the invaluable contributions of women on International Women's Day. Here are this week's headlines. World Tea Expo names best of finalists, and tea tycoon competitors were announced. Teaware manufacturers are adopting consumer-to-manufacturer, C2M, business models pioneered by fast fashion. A new study suggests an EGCG-based therapy for treating Alzheimer's, plus tea nourishes and inspires. It is the most ancient of plant-based medicines, simultaneously energizing the body as it soothes the mind. This week, join T-Biz correspondent Jessica Natale Willard and Wendy Weir, the founder of Libra Inner Peace, in a two-minute meditation with tea. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia Tea Estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
Finalists in 8 categories in the annual World Tea Conference Plus Expo Best of Awards were named last week. Winners will be announced at the event on March 27th through 29th at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Event organizers and a panel of judges named the 44 individuals, tea companies, and associations vying for recognition. The winners are determined by an online ballot, which is now underway. Tim McLucas, vice president of Questex Bar and Restaurant Group, said, quote, "We are proud to present the industry with a channel to honor the businesses and individuals who have made a meaningful impact over the past year," end quote. Categories include Most Innovative Tea App, Best Tea-Inspired Chef, Best Boba Tea Company, and Most Creative Marketing Promotion. The ballots will also determine the favorite expo speakers, tea YouTubers, the most sustainably driven company, and the most impactful global tea body. In addition, 10 finalists were named in the Tea Tycoons competition. 3 entrepreneurs will individually pitch their products to a panel of experts before a live audience. Categories include tea, innovations in tea, and a sustainable business category where founders explain how they are meeting the needs of the present without compromising future generations. Business Insight. Registration is now open at worldteaexpo.com. The event is co-located with the Bar and Restaurant Expo. I strongly encourage tea professionals at every level of experience to attend. It's a great opportunity to learn, see new products, validate trends, and network with professionals worldwide. This will be my 15th year reporting on the show, every one of which was memorable. The complete list of finalists appears in episode 107 of the Tea Biz blog. See you in Vegas at the World Tea Conference Plus Expo on March 27th. Teaware manufacturers are adopting a consumer-to-manufacturer business model pioneered by fast fashion. The other day, an online search for tea utensils returned large selections offered by Temu and Shein, a pair of non-traditional Chinese retailers with unbeatable prices. Instead of Amazon, I ordered several items that arrived within a week. It taught me why teaware suppliers should consider the C2M, consumer-to-manufacturer business model. Shein, valued at $100 billion, is the world's third most highly valued startup. The company operates in 150 countries and is adding 6,000 new products per day. Unlike Shein, which holds inventory, Temu employs 10,000 workers to manage a global network of 11 million suppliers in 150 countries. The Temu app has been downloaded 24 million times with 11 million active users monthly. It has built distribution centers in the U.S. where sales reached $200 million in January. The company launched in Canada in February. Taylor Smith, Chief Technology Officer at Honeywell Productivity Solutions, described in a LinkedIn post the evolution of C2M business model from fashion to a much wider range of retail categories. Feedback is nothing new, he explains. Retailers and manufacturers regularly receive requests for specific and customized products. But C2M leverages technology to quantify community-driven and real-time product demand. Critically, manufacturers only produce an item when ordered. C2M challenges the traditional role in which brands dictate demand through switching up designs, expanding product ranges, and flavor offerings. Instead, Smith explains that the community of like-minded consumers seeking to personalize their selections dictates what brands should deliver. CoreSight founder Deborah Weinswig writes that C2M, e-commerce business model deployed by Temu, has soared in popularity over the past several years. C2M creates a direct link between two extremes, the end customer that buys a product and the manufacturer that makes it. With C2M, they're dealing directly with the customer, writes Gennaro Stefano, founder of 4-Week MBA. The porcelain cups that I ordered were available in 8 virtual colors. Only after I selected powder blue did the supplier know what to make. Temu and Shein are catalysts that will influence teaware trends. Business Insight. Selections were extensive. There were 138 tea strainers and 15 tea scoops, and the user interfaces were intuitive. Filters include trending items, style, material, and occasions, with complete and frictionless transactions. The free shipping threshold was $35, and returns are free. Euromonitor's Global Online Tea Report, published in 2020, projects that the online tea market, valued at $12 billion in 2020, will experience a combined annual growth rate of 5% through 2025. Tea retailers depend on teaware sales to make ends meet. Amazon and eBay are formidable competitors. Tea retailers should also monitor what is trending on Temu and Shein. Researchers funded by Britain's National Institute on Aging found that a molecule in green tea dismantles tangles of the protein tau, a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. Results published in the peer-reviewed journal Nature Communications identified several molecules, including epigallocatechin gallate, EGCG, that break down the fibrous tangles that spread between brain cells, leading to cell death, according to NIA publication Research Highlights. Brain tissue donated by diseased Alzheimer's patients was treated with EGCG and flash frozen in a process known as cryogenic electron microscopy at the University of California, Los Angeles, revealing the process. According to researchers, the EGCG binds to clefts or openings along each layer of the harmful fibers, destabilizing the layers and slowly prying the fibers apart. EGCG is not effective on its own because it cannot easily penetrate the human brain. The molecule also binds with many different kinds of proteins, weakening its effect. But experiments indicated that a mix of EGCG-related molecules also prevented the untangled tau from spreading and forming new tangles. Researchers caution that more work is needed, but the findings suggest that a mix of molecules that replicate the effects of EGCG can be designed to penetrate the brain and prevent cell death in Alzheimer's patients. Arvinda Ananthiraman in Bengaluru reports on this week's tea auction prices.
India tea price report for sales 9, the week ending 4th March 2023. Despite the challenges with weather, the early invoices from Darjeeling's first flush indicates excellent quality this year. In other news, Goodrick Tea has chosen to commemorate 200 years of Assam tea with the launch of four single estate teas, Amguri, Hamati, Deju, and Borbam. In auctions, North India did not have any auctions this week. The Bharat auction was piloted with a little over 500 tons of tea. South India auction 9 saw about 2,994 tons of tea on offer with a sale volume of 69%. Top selling grades were dust and fanning. The average price was 133 rupees a kilo, similar to the previous week. In weather, Assam is expected to see partly cloudy weather in the tea regions of Jorhat, Dibrugarh, Tinsukia and Sibsagar, with normal temperatures expected. Darjeeling is predicted to receive very light rainfall. Estimates are 0.53 mm of rain this week, which is less than the normal rainfall of 0.88 mm. Maximum temperatures are predicted to be higher than normal by 1.74 degrees Celsius.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Nish. I grew up in an organic tea farm and I founded Nepal Tea Collective in 2016. Tea is not just a beverage for me, but a catalyst for social change, sustainably empowering hardworking artisans like my parents for the past 30 years. I'm on a mission to make the whole world aware of the goodness of Nepali teas and the good that comes from supporting growers in this remarkable land. If you haven't tasted Nepali teas yet, you're missing out. Our award-winning teas are making headlines. Find out why. Visit Nepal Tea Collective's website to get a free sample of this extraordinary taste of the Himalayas. That's nepalteacollective.com. Or just send me an email at nish@nepalteacollective.com. Cheers.
Tea nourishes and inspires. It is the most ancient of plant-based medicines, simultaneously energizing the body as it soothes the mind. This week, join TBiz correspondent Jessica Natali Woolard and Wendy Weir, the founder of Libra Inner Peace, in a two-minute meditation over tea.
You'll want a cup of tea by your side for this special live meditation on the TBiz podcast. In my porcelain cup is a white vanilla coconut tea from the Banff Tea Company in Alberta, Canada. It's one of my go-to blends and sense the air with a lovely fragrance to complement the moment of peace we're about to relax into. In just a moment, we'll get right into the meditation with our guest, Wendy Weir. But keep listening after the meditation. I'll chat with Wendy in a few minutes to learn more about her meditative practice and its connection to tea. For right now, pause what is occupying your mind, rest upon the nearest comfy chair, and let Wendy lead us on a two-minute journey of our home within.
Thanks so much for joining us for our inner peace meditation today. I ask you just to settle and become still for a moment. Feel your feet on the ground and take a nice big breath into your belly. A nice audible exhale will help release any stress of the day. Moving your awareness down into the ground, into your feet, settling on the ground, feeling that connection with the earth, feeling the resilience of the earth, the healing powers, and the safety of a settled, still space. Taking a breath in and letting it go. And now bringing that awareness up through your body and into your heart, and resting in your heart, feeling the same safety, resilience, a real sense of groundedness and stillness. Taking another breath in and filling your torso and releasing. And now with your awareness in your heart, feel your heart expanding and the loving kindness that within the heart and all that you are connected to there, the seat of your soul. May you be at peace and may you feel still. Allow the jaw to relax, the cheekbones to settle, and the eyes to really just let go and allow pure relaxation that you now feel in every cell of your body. Taking a breath in. An extra sip at the top on your shoulders and letting the whole thing go. Being at one with who you are, turning up the corners of your lips, wishing you a peaceful day ahead. Thank you.
That was lovely, Wendy. Thank you so much. Is this how you begin every day?
Yes, I do. I have a meditation practice, and it's in the morning that I find that my body and mind are not quite out into the world, and we're just coming out of that sleep period. And I learned this from somebody who called it the RPM method, and it's rise, pee, meditate. And so, yes, it's a beautiful way to start the day. And I do notice when on occasion I get going and I run, and but I do certainly notice if I've missed it. And I try and track myself during the day. I have a lot of energy. I get excited easily. And so when I start to really get going, I go, hold on, ground back down, be here. So it's the kind of thing that I can do for myself, and I feel really blessed to have discovered it.
Thank you for sharing it with us. And I love that it's short, it's accessible, especially if people don't have a daily practice already. Starting with just a few moments can really make a difference to one's day.
Yes. And a lot of people, they think of meditation and they're supposed to stop their thoughts. And that's often the most difficult thing for people. But if you know you're only going to be at it for 2 minutes, I think your focus and concentration sort of comes and you know you're going to be able to do this. And it's quite been proven that even just a couple minutes within a day can bring you back to a more centered place, because we get going very fast in our lives and get disconnected from ourselves. And this is what brings you back and settles.
That's great. And for all of our listeners, we'll be posting this segment on t-biz.com. And you can do this meditation with Wendy every day. Take 2 minutes and jump ahead in the audio clip to that 2 minute meditation. So thank you, Wendy. Before we get a little further into the conversation, I'd like to tell our listeners a little about you, Wendy. Wendy was the creator and founder of Libre Glass to Go, tea tumblers with glass interior, protective sheath exterior, and a removable filter for loose leaf teas. It was the solution for loose leaf tea on the go. Now, Wendy ran that company for 15 years and is now going in a new direction with refocused efforts and energy. As I understand it, announcements about her exciting new venture are forthcoming, and we'll look forward to hearing what's next for Wendy. Now, more than being a handy, functional product that busy tea drinkers could take on the go, Libre Glass to Go loved to inspire peaceful tea moments. Is that right, Wendy?
Yes, we did that right from the beginning. And, you know, inspiring peaceful tea moments anywhere, anytime, because it was like this was your tool to remind you, yes, connect with yourself, settle in, and just have your sip of tea.
And why tea? Why tea and meditation?
You know, I found this glass when I went to China many, many years ago, and so many people had these different types of containers, but the glass and the protective sheath was really a great combination. And it was in China that I found my love of tea. And as you get further into the tea in the Asian culture, of course, there's quite a ritual that goes along with it. And so it was quite an easy match. And I think personally, I tend to be somebody who does go very fast. So to learn how to go slow and settle has been really wonderful for me. And this idea of meditation that goes with it is something that just kind of naturally comes together. In fact, the monks that were so big on meditation, you know, thousands of years ago, they would actually drink green tea because it keeps you alert, but keeps you relatively calm because of the way the caffeine works and the L-theanine in it.
Wow, that's fascinating. Thank you. What you said also made me think about mindfulness practices. And several years ago, I had written an article about mindfulness. And one of the tips I was given from a mindfulness instructor was to select moments in your day that you will always be mindful. For example, when you brush your teeth, you will have that moment of grounding. And I see this just as you described it, exactly the same, where when it's time to drink tea, you're going to take a moment and pause and get grounded and remember that you are a being who is excited about doing all sorts of things, but to pause before taking another step.
I think that's so true. You know, the idea of being present so that you really taste the tea, so that you feel the wetness inside the mouth, you feel that you're centered and sitting. So it's a great practice.
Did a particular tea lead you to being a committed daily meditator? You said you explored and discovered tea in China. Was there one tea that captured your imagination?
Well, I love green teas. And the best tea I ever had, and still today, is the tea that's absolutely fresh that would be at the factory. When I would go and visit the factory, probably every year or so, or year and a half, I would visit the factory, and they always brought out their best tea. And of course, that was a treat and a half, and really wonderful green tea. I must say that green tea still remains my favorite. And I believe Malfeng is the name of the green tea that's from that particular region.
That's lovely that you were able to taste that tea right in the factory. That's
a very special experience. Yeah.
And so tea has led you into a meditation profession. So I understand that you're leading meditations through Libra Inner Peace.
Yes, through Libra Inner Peace, we do meditations. And I also have recorded one of these 2-minute ones. And we have a lovely newsletter that comes out. And what I like to do is simple, soulful solutions for daily inner peace, because I think we think of it as a big project and it's really not. What I like to do is just to bring ideas forward that maybe resonate with people that, oh, I could do that. I could try that. And hopefully it will bring more peaceful moments into their lives. And I must say, to add to all of this, you know, although the tea was a beautiful thing in being able to get me and accompany me in the meditation journey, what really got me to be a meditator was being an entrepreneur. It can be an up and down journey. It can be, you know, from morning to afternoon, it changes as to how one is looking at the world. And so this stability that meditation practice brings, and my ability to stand back from the ups and downs of entrepreneurial life and what's happening next, that has been the biggest gift, like saved my soul. So that's the real meditation for me. And I also quite love tea.
I think a lot of our listeners will be able to relate to that, the entrepreneurial journey of the ups and downs that change hour to hour.
Yes.
And I think that going back to the moments, that those tea moments or a moment of meditation, those are daily or hourly, they can be hourly reminders of being present and calming down. And I love that you made that connection with entrepreneurship. How might people find out more about these simple solutions for inner peace?
Well, I tell you, at Libra Inner Peace, and it's Libre, because that Libra actually stands for the French and Spanish verb to be free. And so it's not the astrological sign. Anyway, Libra Inner Peace, and we have a newsletter that you can sign up for. And I send out inspirations as to how you might integrate inner peace into your life on a daily basis. And also, when I send out a new meditation, those are the first people to get it, are the people on our newsletter.
Thanks, Wendy. We hope you've enjoyed this moment of tea with Wendy Weir of Libra Inner Peace and me, Jessica Natale Willard. Visit tea-biz.com to bookmark this segment and keep coming back to it over and over again. It can accompany you through many moments of tea in your future. Enjoy.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of Tea Biz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the Tea Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.